Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, and I would like to read with you verses 31 through 39. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, where the Word of God says, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. And Romans chapter 8 is one of my favorite chapters of the entirety of the Word of God, simply because of the fact that it speaks about the reality that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. That's how the chapter begins. And then it ends with the fact that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And in the middle of this great chapter, there's a lot of tremendous teaching for those of us who know the Lord Jesus. It's a chapter of assurance. It's a chapter of victory. It's a chapter of blessing. And I would encourage you to take some time to read and study Romans chapter 8. But in verses 35 through 39, it lists a number of things that we face in life: tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. And then it goes on to talk about the various other things that we face, like the things of death, life, angels, principalities, and powers, things present, things to come that may be in one way, shape, or form be a threat to us. It goes on and it says, height nor depth. And it's talking about the fact that we face all sorts of things in life that could bring fear and concern to us. But no matter what it is we face, verse 37 of Romans 8 is a tremendous encouragement where it says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You know, a conqueror is one who wins. But we as Christians, through faith in Jesus Christ, are more than conquerors, which means that we will never lose because we are on the victory side through faith in Jesus Christ the Lord. And so keep in mind that as you go throughout the circumstances of life and the difficulties come and the trials come your way, that in Jesus Christ, you are more than a conqueror. Keep your eyes on him, depend upon him, trust in him, obey his word, and you will experience one victory after another in this trick of life that we all must face. Thank the Lord that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, we thank you for that reality, and I pray for those right now who might be struggling in the trials of life. I pray that they'll focus upon you and even today experience great spiritual victory, and we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.